Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Big news, Reading. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Reading community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Reading to learn more. Sale only valid at the Reading store.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Seeing if they continue down this progressive elitism of trying to force their socialist, Marxist, communist policies on us, while at the same time, which is just a natural result of these policies, of taking away individual freedom and individual liberty that is so inherently important to us surviving as a republic. As they shed these moderates, one of two things is going to happen. Either the number of affiliates, of unaffiliated people, will continue to grow, independent voters, or Republican voters will grow, or there could even be a third party emerge. I think that's highly unlikely, although historically we know that that happens. The Whigs being the precursor to the Republican Party, for example. There's always a third party bubbling up somewhere but it's never really taken hold. And I'm not sure that it could today. But I want to go back for a moment to the founding fathers. When the founding documents were signed, those brilliant, very young men were well aware that mass democracy would not work. And so we had to figure out a way, they had to figure out a way to balance that so that mob rule didn't trample over the core rights and then lead to, as it naturally does, from mob rule to tyranny. Mob rule always leads to tyranny. Because, and I think this is, bear with me for just a moment. When Trump sends the National Guard into the District of Columbia, he does so to make a point. And that is, if you increase policing and police presence, crime tends to disappear. Criminals are like cockroaches. They don't like the sight of cops. They don't like the sight of law enforcement. So when you have community policing, when you have a patrol car that is naturally going through neighborhoods or patrolling downtown areas, the crime tends to scatter elsewhere. And fairly soon, if you do policing right, you'll never reduce crime to zero, but you can reduce it and push it away. And when you push it away, they tend to start looking for easier spots. People will argue that what Trump is doing is he's creating a police state. I watch what he's doing and I wonder, you're surely kidding yourselves, because temporarily putting National Guard troops on the streets of D.C. is merely showing the District of Columbia and primarily showing Congress that the way D.C. has been doing it is an utter failure. Leading by example. It doesn't mean that we'll always have National Guard. In fact, we won't always have National Guard. They're only authorized under statute to be there for 30 days, and then Congress has to either extend it or Congress has to wake up and get off their lazy asses and realize that they really should take back control of the District of Columbia, shrink its size, and then they themselves should govern it. There should be, as there already is, a District of Columbia committee, but that committee should enact the policies, all of the ordinances that govern the District of Columbia. And the District of Columbia, most of D.C. ought to be returned to Maryland. Now, most of what was the D.C. on the Virginia side has already been returned to Virginia. We ought to do the same thing for the Maryland side, so that you primarily have the area that encompasses, say, everything from the Kennedy Center, around through the White House, up to the U.S. Capitol, down through part of southern D.C., where you've got a lot of federal buildings that appear to be just office buildings, but they're federal buildings that house things like, well, FEMA, for example, is in an office building on D.C. Southwest. And then up through the memorials, around to the Arlington Bridge and the Memorial Bridge, and that tiny little portion ought to be the District of Columbia. Not make it a state. Give it to the control of Congress, which it already has, but just narrow the size of it. And then make Maryland responsible for those parts of downtown D.C., like along K Street, where all the lobbyists are. You think they would put up with those kinds of policies? No. I mean, they are now, but they're remotely working. Return it to Maryland, where Maryland can be held accountable for that crime. And then let Congress be held accountable for a smaller D.C. But anyway, back to the Founding Fathers. It's a well-known path that mob rule leads to tyranny and democracy is mob rule. We know they thought about this. In Federalist Number 10, Madison, again, Madison, all of these, Federalist 10, 51, 63, and 55. In Federalist 10, Madison argued that pure democracy is vulnerable to the mischiefs of faction. So the solution was elected representative legislators who will refine and enlarge the public views. Now, they're not always very good at that, but it's better than the alternative. In 51, Madison said he emphasized the need for checks and balances because neither individuals nor majorities can be trusted to always act justly. Madison wrote that if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. In other words, both mass rule and elite rule requires constraints. That's why we ultimately adopted the Bill of Rights, to constrain the government. It's also in, for example, in Article 1, it's why the federal government has limited and enumerated powers. These men were brilliant. That's why this republic has lasted so long. In Federalist 63, Madison defended the Senate as a stabilizing force against the House, because the House of Representatives, elected every 2 years, can have sudden and violent passions, he wrote. And the Senate, with a term of 6 years, ostensibly more deliberative, but I don't know how true that is today, but they're elected on 6-year terms, so they're a little more stable. If we don't like what the House does, we can throw them out in 2 years. And in 55, Madison directly confronted the idea of the people's wisdom when he wrote that had every Athenian citizen been a Socrates, then every Athenian assembly would still have been a mob. The people's wisdom sometimes needs to be filtered, and that's what a representative republic does. So what is undeniable in all of this? I'll tell you about next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you're doing that. I appreciate you tuning in. Text line always open, 33103, keyword Michael. Michael, follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So go back to Madison in the Federalist Papers. Democracy is vulnerable to factions. The need for checks and balances because we can't trust individuals, and we actually can't even trust majorities to always act justly. So you need checks and balances because if men were angels, you don't need a government. Clearly we're not angels. And mass rule and rule by elitists requires constraints. So they wrote the constraints into the Constitution in 63. The Senate, which I want to focus on for a moment, was supposed to be the stabilizing force against the craziness of the House of Representatives. Have you ever thought of what it's like to be a member of 435 members of Congress that every 2 years have to run back to their districts and try to, you know, raise enough money and get elected and try to stay in power long enough that you get to become a chairman? You know, that's, which is why they have so many subcommittees, because everybody wants to be called chairman. 435 Yahoos, led by a speaker, whipped into shape by a whip. That's the name of the office, the majority and the minority whip. They go out and try to whip up the votes for a particular piece of legislation. I mean, it's a bunch of cats, all operating independently, not as a team. And I don't even mean opposing teams like Democrats and Republicans. In the House, they all operate independently. Same is true for the Senate, but there's a reason for that. I'll get to that in a minute. The House was designed that way, which is why we elect them every 2 years. Unfortunately, and this gets back to critical thinking, most incumbents, something like 90% of incumbents get reelected, and they get reelected because, well, it takes so much money, organization, time, and energy to overcome incumbency that very few incumbents get defeated. They can hand out all sorts of perks and freebies and everything else, and they're always in the news. Why do you think they're always clamoring in a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news cycle? They're always clamoring to be on cable TV because those voters who vote in primaries preclude any primary opponent from generally, you know, gaining traction because the incumbents are everywhere, and they're always saying the right things. Maybe not always voting the right way, but they're saying the right things. And, of course, in Federalist 55, as I said, Madison confronted the idea of the wisdom of the people. And this is a great quote. Had every Athenian, had every citizen of Athens been a Socrates, then every Athens assembly would still have been a mob. You know how it is when you get 435 yahoos together. Have you ever looked at some of them? That's not the right verb. Have you ever listened to some of them? Because they're really stupid. I'm sorry, but they really are stupid. They can't put together a coherent sentence. They can't put together a coherent thought. How did they get elected? They get elected because, to my point, I do believe that we have a horrible lack of critical thinking skills. We have a horrible attention span. Do you ever find yourself just being distracted because there's so much going on around you? Well, that's probably how they get elected. But what's undeniable is that the checks and balances that Madison wrote about that are in the Constitution have been eroded. And that started with progressivism, with the 17th Amendment and the elimination of senators representing the states. What should be the most, other than national defense and immigration, what should be the most powerful government in our system of government? I think it's the states. I think that the 50 states should be the most powerful, other than national defense, and other than immigration. But we've eroded that. We've allowed the federal government to become so powerful. Who represents Let me ask you, I don't care what state you're in. I'm sitting in Colorado. Who represents Colorado in the United States Senate? I don't think either one of our senators do, because both of our U.S. senators are more concerned about individual problems than they are protecting the rights of the state of Colorado from being infringed by the federal government. So when we have direct election of senators, they no longer represent the state of Colorado. They represent everybody in Colorado. And you may say, well, Michael, but that's what I want. That's what you believe you want, because that's what you've been taught to believe since the adoption of the 17th Amendment. One person, one vote. No. They were supposed to be appointed by the state legislatures to represent the states, to protect the erosion of states' rights by the federal government. But that's gone away. Completely gone away. The Senate is no longer a body elected from the states. Let's not fool ourselves. There is no senator from Colorado. There's a Colorado senator, but he doesn't represent, there are two Colorado senators, but they don't represent the state of Colorado. They're out trolling right now. The one who wants to be governor is out trolling for votes from individuals. The one who wants to be the U.S. senator, who's currently an attorney, no, I take that back. We don't have anybody running yet that I know of. But those who will want to run for a vacated or a senator whose seat's going to be open are going to be trolling for votes from individuals and not from the state legislature. Now, you might argue that practically speaking right now that's good because our state legislature is controlled by Democrats. But if we were electing senators at the state level, at the state legislature, guess what that inherently leads to? Us paying closer attention to who we elect as state representatives and state senators. And so when Colorado was represented by Republicans in the Senate or Republicans in the House or vice versa, it was divided. They had to reach a compromise, would have had to reach a compromise to elect a U.S. senator. So nobody represents us now. They just represent people. That's not checks and balances. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I've built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Nights. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi there, it's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sales only valid at the Redding store.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Brand sparked outrage among the Make America Great Again base. Now, I saw the new logo, and when I looked at it, in fact, you'd see me comment about this on X. My response was, yeah, who cares? One, I'm not a big fan of Cracker Barrel. I've been in a Cracker Barrel, but I don't go out of my way looking for Cracker Barrel. Got it? Even though I am a cracker, I don't go looking for Cracker Barrel. But I thought, man, nobody cares. I don't care. Now, no doubt on the advice of the marketing dumbasses that, you know, the same type that thought that Dylan Mulvaney was a suitable spokesperson for Bud Light. Can I call Dylan Mulvaney a spokesperson or a spokes-they? I mean, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. Well, they sterilized both the logo and the decor of the restaurants. They eradicated all trace of the Americana that was once kind of the whole point of Cracker Barrel. Well, the effect on Cracker Barrel's stock should have been predictable. It finished on Thursday at $54. I haven't checked it today to see what the close was yesterday. It finished on Thursday at $54.80 a share, down about 7.15%. CBS News' Money Watch reported in the early afternoon that Cracker Barrel had lost the nearly $200 million that I had mentioned earlier, but it was able to make up some of the ground before the closing bell. Then it went back to losing ground yesterday. Another cliche the corporations should familiarize themselves with: if it's not broken, don't fix it. So this logo has existed for 47 years. I don't know that I'd ever heard that Cracker Barrel was closing locations, although they may have been. I mean, franchises close locations all the time, every single year, because some, you know, underperforming, so you try to, you know, cut the bleeding. But then I start digging into more and more about Cracker Barrel, and I find out that, oh, they really are driven by DEI, the CEO, and their marketing director, all driven by diversity, equity, and inclusion. So maybe the whole go woke, go broke, maybe that actually is true. So I went from not caring to kind of chuckling. I don't own stock in Cracker Barrel, so, yeah, I'm not even sure that any of the, maybe I should go check, but I'm not even sure that any of the mutual funds that I have any interest in Cracker Barrel. So I just frankly don't give a rat's ass. Except that it's a great lesson in trying to go broke. You're trying to go woke. You are going to go broke. Now, I don't know how long lasting this effect will be, but from people that I know who like Cracker Barrel, say that, well, it's just not the same anymore. Well, change happens, and sucks to be you if you love Cracker Barrel and you no longer do. But I think it was more deeply rooted than what I originally thought it was. You know, maybe people who embrace obesity as their identity, maybe they are oppressed. I happen to think that they're not, because those of you who listen to me during the weekday know that my producer, whose nickname is Dragon, has gone from 350 plus pounds down to around 175 or so. And he's done it all by diet and exercise. I don't think Dragon's oppressed at all. But when we dedicate an entire month to Black history or pride or anything else, why not have an entire month to gluttony? After all, it too is among the seven deadly sins. But now we've got someone who's trying to change that. Should I even be referring to fatness? I know people. I have friends who are fat. I have people who are, they like to claim, well, they're just big bone. I'm just a larger woman. I'm just, you know, I'm a big man. I'm a larger woman. Okay, whatever. Some people are fat. I would say that at one time I used to be fat, particularly for my height, 6 foot, but, you know, it wasn't all muscle. It was kind of, well, it was all right there on my belly. Fat Church now exists. Are you aware of that? Fat Church. It's trying to correct this disparity by claiming that fatness is not a sin, nor is it a failing of willpower or a moral evil. Fatness is simply a much maligned, naturally occurring body type that's scapegoated in a society that values thin, white, and able bodies over all others. Well, I'm beginning to think that maybe oppression tends to be intersectional. Here, with fatness, it is inflicted by those who are not only non-obese, but happen to be white and non-disabled. You see, Fat Church is a movement inviting Christians to examine their own biases against fatness and then hold them to the light of the gospel of God's freedom and abundance, and imagine a society where all bodies are liberated from any anti-fat oppression. Wow. I try not to judge fat people, but honestly, when I see someone who is morbidly obese, I really do have sympathy for them. I don't know whether it's genetic. I don't know whether it's because they are gluttonous. I don't know what it is, but I try not to judge them. But I don't need a fat church telling me that. But the intersectionality goes even further. If you're a person of faith, according to the fat church, and you want to know how inner fatness or anti-fatness fits in with other oppressions in our society, like racism, white supremacy, homophobia, patriarchy, well, then come on in. Because the list of vices and unsavory eccentricities presented as Christian continues to expand. Apparently, drag queen exhibitionism, furry fandom. Of course, you know, some Christians think that gay is a sin, and that, you know, that should be in the list of Christian values or whatever. I'm totally agnostic about that. Nudism, polyamory, recreational drug use, sadomasochism, sex toys, swinger debauchery, transvestitism, veganism, witchcraft. The list is just beginning to expand and expand and expand. How about we get back to the basics of Christianity? Judge not lest you be judged. Or, you know, you can hate the sin but love the sinner. How about all of those things? Why do we always have to bring religion and then take religion and bastardize it over here into some sort of cultism? Just stop that insanity. Please stop the insanity. The cultural Marxism calls for this arraying of oppressed classes against the core population in order to truly undermine society as a whole. Since nobody is really oppressed in this country, come on, let's be honest, nobody in this country is really oppressed. Classes of artificial victims, you got to create those. And the newest one consists of the obese. And I do mean fat. Because when you go to the Wall Street Journal, they write this. I don't know what. Of course, I've always said I separate the Wall Street Journal into two parts, and that is the news part and the editorial part. This comes to us from the news part. In the world of fat activism, they write, the O words, overweight and obesity, are expressly verboten. That's because advocates and fat study scholars want to destigmatize and accommodate fatness, their preferred term, and push back against the view that overweight or obese people are somehow abnormal or diseased. That's interesting. Because to be obese is, by definition, abnormal. Why do I, and how could I possibly claim that without somehow being a horrendously awful person? Because obesity is recognized as a disease by the American Medical Association. And why would they recognize it as a disease? Because obesity is associated with a lot of other diseases, including coronary heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol, heart attacks, heart failure, stroke, diabetes, osteoarthritis, gallstones, liver problems, endometrial cancer, postmenopausal breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, kidney disease, apnea, asthma, psoriasis, reflux, mood disorders, and incontinence. So, if you add all those things together, then you have to recognize that, oh, obesity is correlated with reduced life expectancy. But now, we have a third problematic O word. Do you know what it is? Ozempic. Those who are fat activists don't like Ozempic because it helps people lose weight, which means, from their perspective, it's actually counterproductive. You cannot keep up with this insanity. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently estimated that obesity is associated with approximately $385 billion in health spending last year. The Journal of the American Medical Association According to a report in JAMA, employees with obesity have 7 times the medical claims cost and 11 times the indemnity claims cost of those with a healthy weight. They file twice as many worker compensation claims. In the journal Nature, according to a 2023 paper, roughly 8% of all medical expenditures in the U.S., almost 10%, are associated with the treatment of obesity. But to acknowledge all of that apparently is stigmatizing, which academia regards as a thought crime. Fat studies, which is an interdisciplinary field that arose in the 1990s, focuses on what it calls weight-based oppression. You can't make this stuff up. Can I say fat or not fat? I'm so confused. I'll be right back.
JTV Jewelry Television knows you love to sparkle, so now's your time to shine like the star you are. Enter JTV's Shine Like a Star sweepstakes for your chance to win $5,000 in dazzling jewelry from top brands, including Rachel Zoe Jewelry and Judith Ripka Jewelry. Plus, just for entering, get $30 off your next qualifying JTV purchase of $99 or more when you opt in for emails. Enter now at JTV.com/likeastar. And remember, if you love jewelry, you'll love JTV.
New car prices going up? You're not imagining it. That shiny new ride just got even more expensive, making it tougher than ever to justify trading in. But here's the good news. Maaco can make your current car look and feel new again for a fraction of the cost. From fresh paint to light bodywork, we help you get more out of what you already own and love. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Free estimates, friendly service, fast turnaround. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once
He wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
As usual, I want to thank everybody who tunes in for the weekend with Michael Brown. I know you have other things to do on the weekend. Heck, I've got other things to do on the weekend, but I come in here and do this because I love what I do. So I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you, you know, sending me text messages, following me on X, doing all the interaction that we do. And I appreciate making sure that you let your local affiliate know how much you appreciate the program. Or if you don't get me and there's a radio station in your community, call them. Tell them to carry the program. Yeah, have them carry me in your town. So we've talked a lot, not a lot, but in this last couple of segments, we talked a little bit about intersectionality. Well, if you fail to comply with the intersectionality agenda, well, you may face some lawfare of your own. That's why I've already sent Michael the title for the segments, and that last segment I have titled as follows. Fat, just fat. Oops, can't say that. But yeah, you can say that. Because I just refuse to go along with all of the stuff that tells me what I can and cannot say. And I know that sometimes I may offend somebody. Call somebody that cares. Because I am who I am. And I'm never going to go on radio or with my friends try to be guarded in my language. Now, obviously, I have to be guarded on air because the FCC will get really upset, and then iHeart and Premier will get really upset if I start dropping F-bombs. But I just don't normally drop F-bombs anyway. I do say the word bull, you know what, a lot because I'm surrounded by it, as we all are. I just think it's an appropriate word, but I can't use it on the air. I think this next story is a bunch of bull, you know what. As I said, if you don't comply with the intersectionality agenda, you may face some lawfare of your own. You can join the Donald Trump in fighting off lawfare. Emma Morhecho, a 33-year-old man. Yeah, you heard that right, Emma. I don't know of any man named Emma, but this is Emma Morhecho, a 33-year-old man who identifies as a woman. I identify as, I don't know. I need to think of something, because there's surely some money to be made by identifying as something other than a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, a WASP. But anyway, this 33-year-old man, Emma, see why language is so confusing today, is suing Westcliff University in Irvine, California, along with two athletic associations, after losing a women's volleyball scholarship and being ruled ineligible to compete. Now remember, this guy, Emma, has not undergone any sort of plumbing realignment. So Emma still has all of his working parts. But he identifies as a woman. He lost a women's volleyball scholarship and is now being ruled ineligible to compete in women's volleyball. To which I say to Westcliff University, which I know nothing about, in Irvine, California, congratulations. Welcome to the real world. Now, here's why Westcliff University will probably have to comply with his outrageous demands. Morhecho is represented by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, and they claim that he was discriminated against because he claims to be a transgender woman, according to a news release that I read from the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund. Thomas Sayans, the president and general counsel at MALDEF, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, says in this press release that the Latino community is often first to be targeted under practices of irrational discrimination, and this case falls within that pattern. I love the term, the use of the term irrational in this press release, because is it irrational to deny a male who simply identifies as a female, is it irrational to not give them a women's volleyball scholarship or to rule that they are ineligible to play in women's volleyball? Wow. Intersectional oppression really is a mighty weapon to wield. Now, according to the press release, the attorneys for Morhecho say that he had experienced emotional distress and anxiety, and that his educational goals had been subverted because of his inability to pay tuition. When I read that in the press release, I thought, wait a minute. Are you really a transgender woman? Do you really identify as a female? Or were you wanting to go to Westcliff University in Irvine and you saw that there were some unused or open women's scholarships for volleyball, so you thought, well, hell's bells, I play volleyball out on the beach a lot, and so I think I will just identify as a woman, change my name to Emma, and just go apply for the women's scholarship. Now, remember, he's not paying for these lawyers, because that's not an issue at all. Because when you're represented by the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, that's an NGO that's getting their money by going out and raising money to fight oppression, you know, for Hispanics, Latinos, who are being, irrationally discriminated against. I think discrimination is irrational. But here, I don't think there's discrimination. So how can it be irrational? I think this whole story is irrational. I think that one of the things that we're beginning to recognize in society is that irrationality is an excuse for a lot of, well, bull, you know what I can't say, that's going on in our society. Everybody, you know, thanks for tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Everybody have a great weekend, and guess what? I'll talk to you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.